According to the laws of Shabbos, we are going to continue with Simon Shin, which is entitled Shesadeh Shulchano B'Moitzi Shabbos. One Sif, it's a short Simon which discusses the Inyan of Malav Malka. So the Olam Yesadeh Adam Shulchano B'Moitzi Shabbos, a person should have their table set with various foods on Saturday night. Kedei L'Amoyis a Shabbos, in order to be able to escort the exiting of the Shabbos, afil enu sarach el kazayis. It's not necessary to have a huge meal, even a small amount of food would suffice. And this Mishnah Berurah tells us that haynu lifreis mapel shulchano derech kavod. This is referring to making sure you have a nice tablecloth in order to show the honor for this particular meal. V'chein shar devarim hanu hagim etzel birichas ha-shulchan, anything we can do to enhance the beauty of our tables. You don't have to start cooking new meals. You don't have to make all these extra preparations more than you would just be able to eat for this particular meal. Now, mashma megemara, and it implies based on the words of what the Gemara tells us, it says the yikwa suda zo al pasal chatchila, that preferably when it comes to the malav malka, one should wash, one should have bread. Kamo b'shar suda shel Shabbos, like one has the other three meals on Shabbos. V'gam mashma, it also implies the toivu chatchila hader oisa b'basar o b'shar tashilin imeshlo, that instead of just having bread, you should have other foods, including meats or anything which is of a delicacy, something you could eat if you have it. If you don't have all these delicacies, o shechishish l'chil gasa, or perhaps that you're already full and by having so much food already, it's going to make you have the appearance as a glutton. The yikaimu b'mazonos o al kol panim b'peros, that at the very least a person could have a piece of cake or even fruit would be acceptable. The Piskei Tshuvos on this says, v'yish yikoshvu shebashas adchak yoytzi reichavosam gam b'kos mashke cham, which means if you have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, probably decaffeinated or hot chocolate or something like that, b'shas adchak, you would fulfill the mitzvah of having your malav malka at least with something such as that. The Mishnah Berurah further says that kedei l'avos, regarding the idea of accompanying or escorting out, says the kashem shesarach l'chabed the Shabbos b'chnisasa, just as we enter and usher in the Shabbos as it begins, kein sarach l'chabed b'tziyasa, we have to do the same when it ends. Kashem she'odem l'avos ha'melech m'seisim in a'ir, just as when a prominent individual or a king would come to your city, when he leaves, you don't just let him leave on his own. But rather, you escort him out, as though to say that you wish you'd be able to continue in their company, but unfortunately they must leave. Mitam zeh, according to this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the logic, Nira, she'toyvach dima kedei shenei smuch le'siyas ha'shavas, that if the whole idea is a malav malka is escorting this prominent individual or escorting the Shabbos out, then it makes sense that you should have the meal right next to the end of Shabbos. If a person is does not have the desire to eat at that time, you shouldn't just start going about your regular work week until you have had your malav malka. In fact, on this, it's brought down in the radiance of Shabbos. It says, quoting the Kapachayim, that there are those who make it a point not to remove their Shabbos garments until after they have eaten the malav malka. So there is this connection that as long as you have not yet had the malav malka, that one should still connect it to Shabbos and not even do a lot of significant malacha. The Ayin B'Sharitshu, and the reason for this is brought down in the bottom, the Sharat Sion, he says it's logical, that if you're going to escort a person out, so you're going to do it when they're leaving. So therefore, right when Shabbos is over, that's when you should have the Malav Malka. Otherwise, it's as though the king has left, and then a couple of hours later, you're going to escort him out, you already left. And therefore, that's why it's an Inyan that you should have the Malav Malka as soon as Shabbos ends, if one is able to do so. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, he says, quoting the words of the Shara Tshuva, he says it implies, the Einu Kedai B'chol Gavna L'achar of Yoyis Mechatzos. After midnight, one should not have their Malav Malka, or one should try to have their Malal B'Malka before this time. And in fact, it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos, it says that there are those that have the custom that women do not do Malacha on Motzi Shabbos. And he says that even those people that have this minhag, it says it's ad chatzos, abul achar chatzos halayla in l'hachmir b'zeh. So you already see that there is this break between midnight. At that point, once chatzos reaches, then there's already a disconnect a bit from the Shabbos. Yamar hakadmoinim, and some of the previous or the earlier commentators state, the eber echad yesh v'adam v'niskay shemo, that there is a limb or bone which is a part of the body. Zeh eber nisher kayim bekever ad es tatachiyah. I'm reading from the Mishnah Berurah. Even though it sounds like it's Kabbalah, but there is this one bone that remains intact. Even though perhaps other parts of the body, as it becomes disintegrated, at that point, this bone remains. And although our body does receive physical nourishment from food, this bone does not. Excluding ki'im mesudas m'lava malka. Of course, I'm not sure exactly what this means, but this is just there's an inyan of having a sudas m'lava malka, which strengthens this particular part of the body in which tachias hamesim comes forth. Even there's an inyan, a tremendous inyan, but it's not the same as the three meals on Shabbos. D'sham asmachuhu akra, zehu rak mitzvah alma. When it came to making three meals on Shabbos, then we have psukim, it says Hayom three times. There's already some support from the Torah to do so. However, when it comes to Malav Malka, where there's no actual support from a pasuk, it's considered a mitzvah ba'alma. Mitzvah means it's an important thing to do, so one should still do it. So what's the difference? If you're supposed to do the Malav Malka, you're supposed to have the other three meals. So the Mishnah says, V'nafkimina hechadi yefshalo l'kaim kulam. If you can't have all meals, you're unfortunately limited to the amount of food you have or a limited amount of money that you have to be able to buy food. So then you should emphasize the three meals of Shabbos, even having Shalosh Shudas. And then when it comes to the Malav Malka, so you have whatever you're capable of having. Now it's worthwhile pointing out, lastly, in the words of the Piskei Tshuvos, he tells us another important point. He says, quoting the words of the Prima Gadim, that the Shigam Noshim Chayavos Besudas Malav Malka. This is not an obligation which only falls upon men, but also upon women as well. It says, again, how do we understand this? That when a woman has a Malav Malka, it's a segula that when it comes to her childbirth, assuming she's still able to have a child, that it will be easier. Say for Master Rav, and it says, quoting the words of the Gro of the Vilna Gaon, that Hikbin Ma'od Lechel Pas Vesudas Malav Malka. He would always have bread. Even if he wasn't feeling well, he made all of his effort to wash. But furthermore, it's brought down regarding the Gro. He says, Shahayim Mahadul Echel Shum Otsnain Vesudasu. He would eat certain vegetables, radishes, garlic. The Chin Makuba B'Shem HaBal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov also used to eat garlic. The Ayin Mishnah Brura. And he says, quoting Mishnah Berurah, as we said, in the event that a person cannot eat so much food, then a mezonos, or at the very least, fruit, and as we mentioned, some type of hot beverage perhaps could suffice as well. But again, it is brought down in Beferish in Halacha that there is certainly an inyan of having a sudas malav malka. And as he quotes over here, b'shem tamidi ha'ari, sha'nefesh yaseir eina halechas lagamri ad achar sudas motzi Shabbos. That until we have our sudas on motzi Shabbos, the malav malka, the neshama yaseir, which is connected to Shabbos, does not depart. And therefore, it is a tremendous inyan for one is able to do so to make sure that they have every Saturday night. I'm loving Malcolm.